The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is going to award $8.4 million in scholarships to 420 Texas high school students.
And the banquet is tonight, which is awesome because anything involving food is awesome. So throw that on top of the mission and you throw food there. You might be talking about one of the best events in Houston all year.
And what better a person than the president and CEO of Rodeo Houston, Joel Calley, to have in this morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
this
for having me. Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen at the banquet.
Well, tonight kicks off scholarship season. If February and March are rodeo season, this is scholarship season. So tonight we will award 420 scholarships valued at $20,000 each.
Wow.
And that's just the beginning of what we'll do this summer. By the end of the summer, we will have awarded $14.2 million to over 800 recipients. And I'll tell you, one of the striking things about tonight's recipients, 47% are the first in their family to go to college, and 28% are the first in their family to graduate high school. And so it's having
amazing.
A tremendous impact.
Joel, can you talk about that a little bit more? Because that's the thing that strikes me the most is first-time college kids. How do they even find out about this? How do you reach those kids? Because if they didn't have parents that went to college and they didn't have grandparents that went to college, that's not necessarily something that's going to be on a kid's radar. So, and by the way, getting a teenager to do anything, you know, especially something that's good for them is always a hard thing anyway. So how do you get them to do something that's good for them and let them know about this so they can be that first kid?
Well, it's largely through the school districts. Here in the metro area, those counselors do a great job of getting the word out on our scholarships and encouraging every young person who meets the minimum qualifications to apply. It is largely academic based. So these are some very bright individuals, but there's also a financial need component that comes into play. And this is an outstanding set of scholars. They're going to over 40 Texas colleges and universities.
Wow.
And they will major in 107 different disciplines.
Is it all public universities, or can it also be for private schools as well?
It can be private. It just has to be in the state of Texas to utilize one of our scholarships.
All right, at you, Rice.
Just five-year-old is getting ready for this scholarship already.
I'm hoping that, like, if I put him in mutton busting next year, that if he wins, that could put him on the fast track for the scholarship. We can get all the help we can get.
I don't think people realize that the rodeo, like you've told us many times before, it's not just February and March. It's a year-round program.
So we are preparing for next year, but we're also rewarding young people right now throughout the summer. Checks just went out for those young people who qualified for our school art auction and our livestock auctions and those who are buying calf scramble calves because they want a certificate. So that's $8.3 million.
That's not something the rodeo buys. That's what those students are doing on their own.
Doing on their own. And so add that to the $14.2 million in scholarships. You add on top of that, we'll award $3.9 million in educational grants this summer. And over $600,000 in graduate assistantships. So it's $27.1 million is our support of youth and education this year. And that brings our long time total since 1932 to $475 million.
I'd like to see anybody else do the rodeo better than that. Nobody.
I want to talk about these checks for 1 second, though.
Okay, okay.
Does the check, when you say the check goes out, does it go in the name of the actual recipient?
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome.
So that's
like when you're to get a check versus like, trust us, there was a check. We just sent it directly to the school because
trust us,
they're going to want the check.
Right,
that's good, but like, there's something I think about like actually seeing your name on it where it's like, I did it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the culmination for a lot of these students that raised livestock projects of a year-long effort. And hopefully they'll use those funds to save some for college, but also buy next year's project, and we'll see them again next year.
Sure.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming by, Joel. It's always such a pleasure to have you in. And so
chicken tonight or beef?
Any word on who's going to be playing the rodeo in 2020?
You know, we're just getting started on the 2020 lineup. We're feeling a little pressure
after
this year's lineup, but I think it's going to be outstanding. And I want to thank you for your support. You and Jeff and Sarah for all you did to help promote the show this year. And especially thank your listeners, because if they came out and they bought a ticket to enjoy our annual community celebration, they contributed to rewarding these young people with scholarships as well.